Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, baby boys? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. It's Friday. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Hopefully you guys are out in Connecticut watching me perform jokes. I hope so. Comics at Mohegan Sun this whole weekend. Gonna be fucking partying. The great Kim Congdon with me. Probably gonna kill me. We'll see what happens. There we go. Saglo showing the flexing his muscles on that Perrier can. All the classiness of a Perrier just taken right out of it.
I honestly, I'm really happy with what you guys are doing with the kitchen. There's beef jerky. There's Perrier. I'm starting to feel appreciated.
What you snacking on? We have a lot of snacks here at the studio that are, that's by doing, by the way. If it was up to that fucking dirty fucking Jew, Ralph.
Yeah.
It would.
Matzah.
It would be, no, it wouldn't even be that much. It wouldn't even be Jew food. It would be like, what do you think Ralph would put in the studio, Shannon? It
just salt pussy.
The cheapest shit possible. No. It would be literally the absolute cheapest.
Just the cups for the water, maybe.
Remember for the first 4 years, we just had water cups.
That was
all the snacks. Now we have fucking healthy yeah. things. We have trail mixes. We have edamame seeds. We have fucking different sodas, juices.
Weed out the wazoo.
Weed out the wazoo. Can I smoke weed in here?
I think
it's your studio.
Yeah.
And your network.
Do you have weed?
And on your podcast. Not the one that broke the table. You
and your tiny table.
Can you, you should be able to
I get five weed smokings because of the dirty pussy that's been on this table.
Five weed smokings.
Five weed smokings because of the dirty cunt juice.
I do so declare.
I do so declare. But I know, I really do like the I like the small table.
What
it's good for this, not for Legion of Skanks.
The last woman that was in here, her vagina did not touch the table. I made a tarp. Her vagina didn't touch.
Good. But she did climb onto the table.
Yes.
No, she wore the tarp as an outfit. She's a whale. She's a fucking whale.
Because I'm more worried about the structural integrity of the table.
The structural integrity, I'm not really worried about that. This is a solid table. I'm worried about this wood. Wood is porous. Okay, so if you have cunt juice dripping into the pores of the wood, that it's gonna stink.
Oh, the Horus of the porous.
Ooh, porous Horus. That should have been the name of that episode. Listen to me. We're going to do our plugs, and we're going to talk about some things today. Let's get our plugs right the fuck out of the way. It's Friday. Let's get them done. Sagalo?
Hell yeah. BrendanSagalo.com. I'm getting my website redone finally at Brendan Sagalo on Twitter, on Instagram. Sags2Riches on Twitch. I came on last night.
Play with me. You don't ask to play with me.
I want to play with you.
Well,
I haven't been, Feeny, tell him, I haven't really been playing that much.
He's been MIA. And
I've been pretty MIA.
And I am happy about the website rebuff because he had a hilarious glitch in it where if you signed up for his email list, it showed his mother's home address.
For years.
Until we figured out live on the podcast that it was doing that.
As far as Da Road, me and Feeny are going to be at Side Splitters.
Yeah, Tampa.
March 9th, and then we're doing the Calta Cruise, so if you're on that, you're going to see us.
The 10th through the
13th. And then
thanks, Calta, for booking me on that.
Well,
listen, man.
Hey.
Next year?
No, go ahead.
I don't know.
We're young blood, you know? I think Lewis's time is over.
It is true.
And then on the 26th, me, Feeny, and Cannon are going to be at the Emmaus Theater.
Emmaus.
Yeah. I'm going to be at the Emmaus Theater.
Nice. I heard it's a great venue.
Yeah.
And then April 1st, I will be at Nick's in Boston. Please come out to that. And for everything else, listen to Here's the Scenario and join the Patreon.
MikeFeeneyComedy.com, twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker. Unlike Brendan, I am willing to play with Lewis, and I do. We stream a lot. Tim Butterly, a bunch of other fun people. We're mixing. We're getting a good community. It's just growing of all the people. We got Kim Congdon playing with us now. We had Jamie from Rogan playing with us.
Yeah.
That was a wild night.
It's Feeney's biggest credit.
Yeah, meeting Jamie, meeting drunk Jamie. We, and by the way, three out of the four of us were drunk that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was hammered on wine.
You were wine drunk. I was out with Tommy Pope drinking cocktails, so I was hammered. And then Jamie said he was drunk, and then nice. We won. So we're the best.
There you go.
I am Mike Feeney on social media. Watch Rage Against the Routine on my YouTube channel, or check out my solo podcast, Snarky.
Zach Amico.
If you're listening live, I'm in Philadelphia tonight with my movie Shakespeare Shitstorm at Philomoka. And check out my new cartoon, Foolishly Ghoulish. Second episode just went up on YouTube.
I got a lot of stuff coming up. This weekend, I'll be at Comics Mohegan Sun. March 4th and 5th, I'll be down the shore at Uncle Vinny's. March 25th and 26th, Brokerage and Governors out on Long Island. April 15th and 16th, I'm going to be with Robert Kelly and Rich Voss in Niagara Falls. And I think the next weekend, the 23rd, that weekend I'm with Big J in Washington, D.C. And then in Chicago, April 28th. Lots of other stuff coming up. It'll be in Texas, California, and many other cities. Make sure you go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all those shows and many other updates on all the things that are going on in the world of Luis J. Gomez. Make sure you guys subscribe to both of my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks and Yo MMA Rap, your weekly comedic MMA wrap-up show with myself and Dave Smith. Follow my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/BeerRattlesnake. And if you love the show, subscribe directly to Gas Digital Network. The premium service gets you the on-demand library for all of the shows on the network. We're talking about thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. This episode, this podcast has 800 episodes alone. Just Realize podcast, all in one place, all ad-free, all uncensored, plus Legion of Skanks on-demand library. There's just, you have a lifetime of content. You'll never get through it. You'll never get through it. What else? April 12th. Skankfest Vegas tickets are officially on sale. 12 noon Eastern. Skankfest.net. Do not wait. I'm going to tell you right now, the pre-sale sold out in 10 minutes. There's not that many more tickets for the general sale. It was like 40% of the tickets went out in 3 minutes. So I would assume that the rest of the tickets are going to sell very fast. Don't fuck around. We have a lot of really cool stuff happening. A lot of amazing surprises happening. And the lineup is by far the best lineup we've ever done for Skankfest. And you guys are going to see it. I might even announce the lineup a day or two before tickets go on sale. We'll see.
You must be psyched, dude.
Very psyched. They're all in Vegas now. I'm supposed to be there right now.
I thought you were going.
I decided not to.
Why?
I just didn't feel like getting on a flight. Hmm. It's a good position to be in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where I can say, I just don't want to. I don't feel like it.
Should be great, though.
It's going to be great. I'm going to have to do at least two more. We're going to go out there a couple more times before then.
And so. I can't emphasize this enough, but I think what people aren't fully appreciating is the time of year that it's going to be, so it won't be 118 degrees out there. It's going to be perfect.
Specifically picked mid-October for that reason.
Yeah, it's going to be like 80, 70s, 80s. Great.
During the daytime, probably low 80s. Nighttime, low 70s.
Now, are you guys going to have gambling at Skankfest?
There's going to be gambling. So what we're doing is...
we gamble with our health every Skankfest.
Yeah.
And with the amount of drugs and alcohol.
We're going to end... Well, the last show is going to go on at 10, so people can go out afterwards and enjoy Vegas. So the difference between every other city is, like, Skankfest is the event, right? In Vegas, I think that we want to give people an opportunity to enjoy their hotel, the resort, the pool, the gambling experience. Smart. So 10 o'clock, the last show will happen. 11:30, 12 o'clock, Skankfest is done for the night. And then we're going to go out and get fucking wild.
Is there a last call in Vegas? Is there like an alcohol?
Oh, no.
It's 24 hours.
No. People are going to die. I promise you, somebody will die at Skankfest this year.
You say that every year.
No. This time I promise.
Yeah, you really let us down.
Yeah.
Without following through with
that. I said goodbye to my family.
Every year.
I say goodbye to my family every year.
It's gonna be pretty incredible. I'm very excited about it. Very excited about some of the performers that have never done it before as well. A lot of people are returning. A lot of people have never done it before.
Like who? Can you give us a little taste?
No.
It's a quick flight from L.A. too.
Yeah.
A quick drive.
Oh,
really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people from L.A. A lot of stuff happening. All right. So, look. Let's talk about some of these things here.
Hell yeah.
Shannon, I really liked the word game we played last time.
I'm just waiting on the intro, the video segment to be created to bring
Ooh,
it back.
Fun. Yeah, that's
so
a great one. We should do that again.
Maybe by tomorrow.
We should. Maybe by tomorrow. All right, sweet. Let's do it.
What word game? Wordle?
It's really fun, but you guys can't play it.
Why?
Because we don't have the intro for it.
It's the N-word?
Yeah, it's just a word. It's Hangman. It's always the N-word.
Yeah, it's N-blank G-G-A. And they're like, what is it?
I like that you said G-G. You spelled the less bad one.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, no, what we did was it came from...
There's the guy hanging and then a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Hangman, but there's a tree.
Yeah.
We're going to play Bite the Curb Man. You just draw one more piece of his body biting a curb with every
And
letter.
Then you draw another man following him around the store.
So, you know, what Shannon was, she...
What you doing in my store, man?
I like that. We switched this to Asian. Nice. Asian against black
Everybody
racism.
Can get it.
Yeah.
She had a list of words that only a man would know or only a woman would know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And Sounds then, like a fun game.
But then we... Like, they were all, like, fashion-related, but then I was like, we were just guessing what the words meant, and it ended up just being really fun to guess what the words meant. Mm-hmm. So that I was like, Shannon, this needs to be our own game where we just guess what words mean. And I was like, maybe that'll be great. Maybe I'm high. I don't know. Can I please have a blunt and weed?
Yeah, I believe that was
We're gonna smoke a blunt.
Requested.
Lewis gets 5 smokes in here because of the table. And I would
as
love
as long
to
as the vent is on, I don't see the problem.
Yeah. Keep put the vent off. Let's hotbox this thing.
Have you
ever hotbox a podcast in here?
We've gotten really high in here and definitely kept the door closed.
Okay.
That's hotboxing. I think that's hotboxing. I should make Shannon roll this blunt.
How are you doing?
Can Shannon roll blunt? I feel like Shannon has long nails. Yeah. No,
Shannon, you don't know how to roll a blunt?
I cannot and will not.
I have never rolled a blunt in my whole life. I have no idea.
I always want to watch you try.
I don't even know what to do.
Now, that's a game. I mean, that's a gambling game because we want to smoke weed, but I think we should have a employee.
Are you calling me an intern?
Wow.
Blunt rolling.
Last appearance on the Real Ass Podcast.
I do want
to. If you had an employee blunt rolling.
Where's Paco? What I want to do is I want to hold a contest to roll a blunt between 3 producers that have never rolled a blunt.
And the best one who can do it the fastest
gets a day of paid vacation.
There you go. And the loser.
And the loser.
Has to work here. Has to come in their regularly scheduled hour.
Yeah, loses a day. Has to come in on their day off.
Is there weed in the blunt? What is happening right now? I feel like I asked
G-Mike's on it.
G-Mike, you're rolling me a blunt, G-Mike?
I see G-Mike producing a show.
Yeah, G-Mike is producing.
Are you rolling me a blunt?
Can you produce us a blunt?
He's doing something
after
first.
Something. No. I need it now.
Someone's already.
He's doing something for your network.
No.
It's something you're going to get mad. That's
G-Mike
not
G-Mike is
most
not
important.
On many important shows on this network. I'm trying to think of all the shows that he produces. What's your most important show? Godfrey? Is that what you're working on right now?
Yeah.
Exactly. He's working. What are you working on?
Graham Feely.
Rob Flynn.
Yeah, exactly. Roll me a blunt. Thank you very much. No offense to Rob Flynn, but, you know.
Rob Flynn me a blunt.
If I was Rob Flynn, I would take offense to that. But,
Yeah. I also, I'm going to Google Rob Flynn.
He's the lead singer of something or other.
Oh, I love
cool.
Something or Other.
Not to be confused with Nutter Butter and whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Something or Other had that song Starship Tranny.
Machine Head,
that's right.
Machine Head. I got a Machine Head. Better than the rest.
Is that one of their songs?
No, that's actually a Bush song that's called Machine Head 16 Stone.
Bush song. You, oh my God, Feeny. You have I Like Bush energy.
We talked about it on the stream. You, me, and Butterly all knew...
I know a lot of the songs.
I know that album.
My sister loved Bush. I secretly appreciated...
I loved your sister's Bush.
I secretly appreciated Bush, but didn't really... Like, I would never admit that I liked Bush. That was some fatty shit. I was like, who likes Bush?
Yeah.
But you would be a guy who liked Bush.
I just had just that album. I
By the way, you're just
album.
Doing Jay's entire act.
Thank God there's not a band called Black Cock.
Doggy. Bush was sort of like a... Like a poppier, gayer Nirvana.
No, they were nothing like Nirvana.
A lot of people compared them to Nirvana.
That's offensive.
A lot of people compared them to Nirvana. And in retrospect, when the smoke is cleared, I'll say right now,
when the smoke
Bush,
is cleared, good band.
Bush, better than Nirvana. Better than
that's
Nirvana.
That's what should be happening. All of these things should happen
better
to you.
Better than Nirvana.
Okay, you'll notice this about a lot, like, Lewis's generation of old jerks.
My generation.
They resent Nirvana because it ended hair metal.
I don't give a damn about the Bush band. Yes.
So they look and they're like, well, where'd my happy music go?
But they also got to hate Pearl Jam then and Soundgarden and all the others, right?
But Nirvana's the one that they all put it on.
Bush is better than every band you just named. And I don't even like Bush.
I think the real crime here is that we all don't have sound effects that we can fight back with.
You can't. Sorry. You can do it with your mouth.
With my mouth. Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. I'd agree. Whee!
Yeah, no, look, all this alt rock sucks, and then he's in the car. Ba-dum-bum, say it ain't so.
Yeah. Yeah, you love yourself some Weezer.
Doggy, let me say something, okay? Nirvana stinks, and it needs to be pointed out. They're not good. They're not good.
I mean, I'm not even going to waste energy getting upset to fight you about this, because that's how dumb of a hill you're dying
upset?
On. It's not even upset. I know what you're trying
dying
to do.
On a, no. I'm dying on a hill right now. Nirvana, people who like Nirvana are faking
go
it.
Ahead.
Nobody thinks they're that good.
No, you know what you're doing. You know exactly
I have no
sense. You cannot defend Skid Row and Poison and not like and then say Nirvana sucks, dude.
I'll tell you why. Because Skid Row and Poison are not considered, and I would never defend
Kurt Cobain, maybe the most real-ass dude of all of the dudes.
You're not even listening. You're just talking to talk. You want to hear your own voice. You like to smell your own shit, Feeny, and that's a problem.
I will say this. You're also just talking to talk.
No,
it feels
not.
Like you guys are both just talking to talk.
Just steamrolled right over him, your guest, while you were doing it.
Is there a steamroll sound effect?
Uh-oh.
Me?
Oh, no.
I
don't tempt me to steamroll you.
Why am I getting this song with the stare? I'm saying... As someone who is,
you attempted me to steamroll.
Here comes
you.
The steamroll.
As someone who is biased, I haven't really heard an argument from you that you know. You're just saying it sucks. You're saying they're not.
I'm giving you the argument.
Okay, hit me.
You won't listen to me.
Wow.
Don't take.
Sounds like you got to take matters into your own
hands. I'm listening.
Steamroll Express coming to town.
Yeah, we got sound effects too. You know,
Nirvana is massively overrated. They're just essentially punk rock. There's repackaged punk rock. That's all Nirvana is. It's just like three chords over and over again. And the reason that I can defend Skid Row, and I've never defended Poison, and I've never acted like Poison was great, because nobody considers Skid Row to be revolutionary or great. They're just fun. They are what they are. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, Nirvana is massively overrated in such a crazy way.
Mm.
I can't wait till we get a blunt in here, and then Lewis is just like, come as you were.
Yeah.
Raper.
Yeah.
Raper again.
Yeah, you just play that while a woman's out cold in your room, and you're like, she's saying, rape me.
Yeah, you're muting it at me. Rape her. What a terrible joke.
That was a terrible joke.
Well, if you left it the same, it could have been her saying, rape me, you see.
Whatever.
Yeah, you didn't need to do that. You could have just...
Thank you, G. Mike.
Just try.
If I ever ran a karaoke, I would just play that song for every girl when they got up. I was like, no, you want to do this one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now that you got your blunt.
I need an ashtray, too, G. Mike. Jesus Christ. Also,
use your coffee cup.
This is so much spit on this blunt.
Oh.
We ignore that. That it's just glued together with a saliva of a
yeah, but he
juggalo.
Used a lighter.
Well, he's like
to he's disinfect
an,
it.
He's an actual juggalo.
He's terrified while he's rolling it because you're gonna like chop his fingers off.
Now, keep in mind this is a blunt wrap, so I think
can
when
I say,
you do your blunt rolling contest, it should be Dutch Masters, not blunt wraps, because anybody
is,
can.
This
roll
is a Dutch, I think.
Is that a Dutch?
He doesn't. He rolls.
It
blunt,
looks like
or
a
is
blunt
this a white owl?
That's a blunt wrap.
White owls, yeah, we have white owls here. No. Well, I think white owls count.
I can't understand a word.
And honestly, white owls, in my opinion, are the premier blunt at this point. I used to roll exclusively Dutches, but there's too much paper, too strong of a flavor with Dutch.
It's also like there's a lot that has to go into a Dutch Master. You have to gut it. You have to put, you know, there's a whole thing. Whereas with white owls or wraps.
No, white owl, you have to gut it too. It's the same thing.
Oh, really?
So a Dutch, there's two ways to do it. You could unwrap the leaf on the outside. This is the way that white people... There's the white way and the black way, right? So a Dutch
the
master...
The white way, you pay for the...
Yeah.
The white way, you unwrap the outer leaf of a Dutch master. You crack it. You roll it in. And then you re-wrap it around. That's what Joe Rogan saw me do and when he was so impressed with how I roll blunts that he had to talk about it on his podcast. Black guys are lazy.
Weird thing to bring up.
Black guys are lazy. They don't want...
Heard of them?
They don't
Joe
want...
Joe Rogan. Heard of them?
They don't want to spend all that time unwrapping the blunt wrap. They could be using that time you know, not doing other important things.
So, they like wrapping, not unwrapping.
Yeah, dude, they just take the Dutch Master and then they just crack it. They just make their own seam and they crack it and then wrap it like that. And that's how I do White Owls.
Does White Owls have the little cancer tobacco line that Dutches have?
Yeah.
And you rip that off?
You know, I just crack it. I don't rip it off.
Do you mind? No. It's only a little. Okay.
Hell yeah, dude.
Death glue.
Smoke number one. Is that that song?
Yeah.
You won't get that back.
So give me a counterpoint on why Nirvana rules, please.
Because they showed people that pop music, punk music, and alt rock are the same thing, just with different levels of distortion. It's all pop music. The verse, chorus.
You know what you should do?
They had a song called Verse, Chorus, Verse.
Yeah, it's showing that it's the same structure for everything.
So that's why they're
also
good.
Kurt Cobain's voice is amazing.
The Unplugged album is phenomenal.
Go look up like just a cappella Kurt Cobain singing, and it's pretty magnificent.
Where Did You Sleep Last Night might be one of their best. It was a cover, but incredible.
The whole Unplugged album was phenomenal.
Yeah,
they didn't do their hits.
They didn't do any of the hits. And people were fucking furious. They were covering the Meat Puppets and Bowie, and it was just
They took a lot of big swings.
Yeah, and they
They missed on all of them. They're terrible. They're garbage. They're trash. I'll say it to their faces. Good riddance, Kurt Cobain. That's what I say.
Yeah,
they had a song called Tourette's where he just screams like. Curses and Tourette's all the time. I feel like you'd appreciate that.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the documentary. Right?
Which one? There's like nine of them.
There was one that just came out recently.
I don't know.
I just remember that they were showing journal writings.
Yeah,
that
didn't he like have sex with like a retarded girl?
I don't know.
Montage of Heck.
Don't talk about Courtney Love that way.
Wasn't that the name?
He was married to her. What are you saying?
Montage of Heck.
Montage of Heck.
Montage of Heck.
I fucked up.
That actually not it?
No, you're correct.
Oh.
Lewis, you saw it. Yeah, thank you.
One of the most overrated bands. Who else is overrated? We all agree on that.
But Avenged Sevenfold.
No, are they overrated?
They're not.
They're rated perfectly. They stink.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees.
Kuba stank.
Weezer's overrated? Yeah, for sure.
I like Weezer.
I like Weezer.
That blue album.
You can still
is
like a band and then be overrated.
I think they're perfectly rated.
Yeah, I think they opened for Green Day.
Yeah, I don't think that people are talking about Weezer like the revolutionary. No.
Go to Brooklyn. That's all they fucking talk about.
Get
dude.
Out of town.
My Name Is Jonas is like a revolutionary track. Taking Back Sunday just did a cover of My Name Is Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, now we're going to see Glassjaw together soon.
Yeah, we are, bro. We're going to fucking rip it up.
Yeah, are you going to mosh?
Of course I'm going to mosh. Dude, this is a fucking... You don't understand. This is Long Island hardcore legends. This is like my fucking... These are my people.
It's so funny because if you listen to... I listened to it recently, and it is some whiny horse shit. Like, when you listen back...
Some of his lyrics were like... That first album is like, you know... And even on Worship and Tribute, he's saying like, I want you to fucking... die like a goddamn rat, like just fucking get trapped and slowly die. Like it's all pretty fucking I never knew any of the words essentially of what they were saying, but I just knew where it got real fucking
all
heavy.
Of his lyrics were like there's the one song where he like just like he's improvising screaming death things at whatever girl he's talking to. He's like blah, 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 blah. He sounds like Tasmanian devil.
In Two Tabs of Mescaline he just starts screaming sailor. He starts screaming sailor over and over again. It's like it means that it's like, and that's another thing Nirvana did. Nirvana didn't even write like their lyrics. He's like, I would just take them from poetry books. It just proved like he was saying that the lyrics, none of it meant anything.
Nobody
people tried
cared.
To like read into what they were. It was like that Beatles thing where they go, why does anybody care if I want to talk about, you know, write this beautiful song that if nobody cares about it, they just want the easy pop versions of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be sick, dude. You're going to mosh, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I might be too old.
I might be too, but here's the thing. Glassjaw's audience is going to be our age.
You
so we're
going to
be good. There's not going to be any 18-year-olds there.
Yeah. I haven't moshed in a long time. I think I'm now just too old. I think I've just turned too old to do shit like this anymore.
This is going to be the barometer for that. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, I have a weird... All of the concerts that I was going to got all pushed to this year, so now I'm going to see Glassjaw and Turnstile and The Sleeping, Rage Against the Machine, Foo Fighters. I got a lot of concerts this year. It's going to be great.
Dude, concerts are fucking great, dude. You forget how much you appreciate a concert until...
Every time... Yeah, that's a great point. Every time I go to a concert...
Until half the world dies.
Yeah. Every time I go to a concert, I feel great afterwards, you know? Like, it must be how people that go to comedy shows feel, you know? They're like, this is great. We should do this more often. And then you don't.
Yeah, dude, fucking, it was like the angsty age. Like, so, like, young kids don't feel angst towards girls like that, right? Like, our generation.
Yeah, they do.
Do they? Our generation.
They're just incels now.
Incels.
But our generation was like, it was like built into like MTV culture to be like, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Put her in your trunk.
That fucking
yeah, yeah, slit her
broke
throat.
Your heart. Never again.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
never let anyone inside.
It was
yeah,
like
well, I did it all for the nookie.
Yeah. I didn't even want to date you. I just wanted sex.
Talkie, our whole generation was just like, so we hated chicks so badly. Yeah. It's kind of funny because watching the Woodstock documentary that they made,
yeah.
like they point that out, right? Because I'm watching, first of all, the whole thing I'm watching, I'm like, this is great. I wish I could be there. This is like the coolest concert ever.
So
just the 1990
I didn't even realize until like the last two beats of the documentary that they were trying to say it's bad. They're like, no. You can't do this.
Yeah,
I was like, that's great, though, right?
Yeah,
it was right for Skankfest, too. I was so inspired.
Women were getting sexually harassed.
I still haven't
and
seen
Lewis
it.
Was like, God,
the guys, the organizers, come off like such shitbags.
Well, I thought it was very heavy-handed against Limp Bizkit, right? I thought the whole, like, half of the point was to them to be like, Limp Bizkit is responsible for everyone getting raped.
Cool.
It's more the organizers. It's more, they go after just, like, frat boy culture.
Yeah.
Of the time, and Limp Bizkit's kind of who they take it out on.
Yeah.
And then they cut to the mayor of Woodstock, New York, and like half the place is on fire.
Just imagine the mayor of Woodstock has like dreads and he's guys, welcome to Woodstock.
The whole documentary starts with, it just wasn't those days. It just wasn't one of those
days. And they
talked
to the mayor of Woodstock. And he,
It's so funny that one word changed everything. When you said it the first time, I go, what the fuck is he talking about? And then he said, just one of the, not one of those
Turns
days.
Out, it just wasn't one of those
Half
days.
The venue's on fire, and he's like, so I go and I talk to Anthony Kiedis, and I'm like, God damn it, you gotta calm these kids down. And they go out, and they play Goddamn Fire by Jimi Hendrix. It's like, what are they thinking?
Yeah. Whoa, cool.
But the funny is the guy's like, yeah, you know, we had pre-approved water stations for all the kids so they wouldn't get thirsty, and they just cut to whores taking baths in the water station. And they're like, well, can't drink out of that now.
Oh my God.
I still want to go so badly. I
remember, yeah. How old were you around that time?
I graduated
99?
In 2000, so I was in 11th grade.
Oh.
It was me. It was like my generation.
Yeah.
It was my generation.
Yeah. Which Limp Bizkit also covered, by the way.
Was that a cover?
They covered. Well, there was the Who, My Generation.
Yeah, it's a different song, though.
Talking about
I know,
my
but he still
generation.
Is like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not a cover.
Nah, it's
no,
just like,
no,
you know, but
no,
that's a different
just,
song. Here's the thing.
Just
if you,
say
if
you're
it's
wrong,
like a reimagining.
Say you're
it's
wrong,
like a, if you think about
and
it.
Move
it's
on.
A, no, it's it, a, it's, let me tell
it's
you how it is.
It's a cover where they change the lyrics and the tune.
The
music.
But he also,
yeah.
Does he also.
It just has one word.
He does a stutter in it, though. Doesn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
But that's
maybe that's an homage.
All right,
maybe
it's
an
homage.
Homage.
Yeah,
right.
You're a homoge.
He's fucking.
You got that.
Narrowly avoided death on that one.
He was falling behind you. You got out of there.
But there's no more like, and they went over how many acts they had. Like I think it was like two female acts the whole weekend.
What,
it was
Alanis
Jewel
Morissette?
And Alanis. It was Jewel and Alanis, and that was it. And like they would come out. And Jewel's like, you know, and everyone is there to see Limp Bizkit. Who were the big acts? It was Limp Bizkit.
DMX.
No, but there was a couple
DMX
of like,
was huge.
There, like
he
Metallica,
had like a breakout. Metallica.
There was a couple
of
big like
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Rage Against the Machine. It was a lot of just.
Rage Against the Machine was there?
Yeah, Korn.
Is this 1999?
99. Yeah. There was so much rage. And dude, then Jewel would go up there like for a 4 o'clock set, like right before Korn was about to hit
the main stage. Everybody.
She's like,
speaking of Korn.
Show your tent, you fucking Alaskan bitch.
Speaking of Korn, this is a song about vegetables. What?
People did not want to hear Jewel at all.
So I was 12, I guess that would have made me at the time. And I remember my cousin was going, and I was so jealous and was like trying to convince my family. And they're like, there's no way you're going.
Yeah.
And I was so pissed. And then I remember she came back. She had like the Woodstock 99 t-shirt thing. And I was like, ah, you're wearing it.
I got raped and all I got was this last Woodstock 99 t-shirt.
Now that you mention it, I did. The back was long.
Yeah.
My friends.
She wasn't quite the same after that.
My best friend's older sisters went. And they were going to take us. They were thinking about taking us. But then they decided last minute that they didn't want a bunch of fucking like 17 and 16 year old boys like ruining their weekend of doing like crazy drugs.
Yeah.
They lost each other. It was like the story of Woodstock. Within 2 hours, they all lost each other. One of them got like alcohol poisoning and her lips like blew up. She was just like under the sun alone.
Oh my God.
Like, dying. Like all of these teenagers just
under the sun alone.
I think that is a Red Hot Chili Pepper. Yeah.
I love that song, Under the Sun Alone.
Under the sun alone, where I did some drugs.
I overdosed, I'm blue. Please, someone send help.
We did not bring Lewis.
Lewis would have fucked this up.
Lewis would have fucked this up.
In the doc, you know when you watch a documentary and they keep talking about one person?
Yeah.
And then you're like, why aren't they interviewing him? And then they're like, why is there only archive footage of this guy? And then you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And they're like, so then he goes into the pit at Metallica.
Yeah, they just follow his journal. Like, they have his journal entries. He's like, first of all, what a
His dream is to see Metallica.
He brings a journal to Woodstock like a fucking virgin.
Yeah, what is
so this? He's fucking journaling the whole time, and like it's just foreshadowing. He's like, dude, this is pretty cool. Can't wait for the pit at Metallica tomorrow. And they keep on going back to shit like that throughout the journal. They're like, this kid's gonna get decapitated at the pit at Metallica tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Did people die at the pit?
What, did he get punched in the face?
How many people died at Woodstock 99?
He didn't even die anything like... I think did he have a stroke? Something. They thought he was on drugs and pulled him out of the pit and then like threw him in a tent. But then he had like a real medical problem and just died.
Yeah, nobody died. Give me the death rates for each Woodstock. I want to see Woodstock 69, Woodstock 94, Woodstock 99.
Now, here's the other thing too that's crazy about it is I didn't see the fact... Wait, what are you looking up just then?
That might have been death rates.
The death rates.
At each Woodstock.
So I just found out about how at Pearl Jam show, that one... I mean, it happened in like 92... Oh, no, 2000 it was. In Germany.
The kid shot up the whole class?
No.
It was Cherry Pie.
Yeah, it was just a song.
It was Cherry Pie.
But they... No, 26 people died at one of their shows. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, 26!
That's crazy.
People
collapse?
No, it was. I think it was in Germany. It was like I forgot what the name of the festival was, but everyone was pushing
Germany
so close.
Spoken.
Everyone was pushing so close. People were getting like literally trampled, and then other people like suffocated who were on the ground who couldn't breathe because of all the people going.
Good riddance.
You think about how like a Travis Scott, was it 8 people died or maybe it's up to like 11 or something like that.
That's the worst atrocity that I've ever heard about Germany ever.
Yeah, is that
6 million people died at a Pearl Jam concert?
What a way to go! If that's how they killed the Jews,
in
the Holocaust, they were like they push them into an awesome concert. They were like, "Have fun, hey Jews, gonna go in there and gonna burn you, oh yeah, hey you, step on the shower, gonna go to the shower, gonna kill you,
stepping on the heads and making everybody die."
Shannon, yes.
In 69, there were 3 deaths.
3 deaths, wow.
It says 3 young men died.
From partying.
2 from drug overdoses, and another one who
one
was...
One from peace and love? What? That's how much peace and love there was at Woodstock 69.
There was so much peace.
It killed him.
Someone died from...
What was the other one, Shannon?
The third one was he was 17 years old, asleep in a sleeping bag, and a tractor collecting debris ran over him.
Oh, God.
Oh,
no.
That's the best way to go, though.
Oh my God! You must be in the tent.
It's objectively the worst.
How do you not hear
to get
that?
Run over by a tractor?
No, the only way worse is if he had hit snooze before.
Is this the guy?
That's so funny.
He hit snooze, and worst of all, his mama got run over by a reindeer. So it comes to the family.
Hell yeah! No, I think that would actually suck. A tractor. I was thinking, what if the tractor A tractor?
What is a tractor?
Well, I don't think like the way its wheels would work. Like,
it's got
yeah,
giant
that would,
wheels.
That would mangle you. It would just
crushing
fucking suck.
Wheels, yeah.
I don't know why I was imagining like one of those giant cement things. That,
a steamroller.
A steamroller?
A steamroller, yeah.
A steamroller.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
Ugh, dude.
Right on your head.
Yeah.
Just pop.
Do you want to go head first?
Dude, that's, speaking of the pop, I saw a guy at it. There was like a scene where there was like a bicyclist had obviously just been injured or something. And I saw some guy waiting. I couldn't get past because of traffic. I go, what happened here? And the dude just, he's like, I just saw a guy die.
Oh.
And I go, what? Jesus. And he was like, yeah, he's like, he fell off his bike. A car ran over his head. And I go, was he wearing a helmet? And he goes, yeah.
Like,
and it just, he was like, that sound. And I was like, all right, if you can get out of the way, I'm trying to actually get across the street.
Oh my God.
So I saw one time in front of Madison Square Garden, I saw a woman, like an old lady, like a grandma, maybe 75 years old, and it was icy, and she slipped. And she fell directly on her face, and she was bleeding. Like her face was all scratched up and bleeding. And I just looked at her and I went, "Oh!" And then I beelined away from her.
Oh my God!
I couldn't.
How old were you?
21. I couldn't stand to be near a hurt old lady. I was like, "Someone help this lady!"
You said that out loud?
No, I just. They saw it too. Other people that weren't queasy with old ladies' face skin. It was, you know what it was? People's blood really bothers me. And then like she was like she like skid like her face.
Oh no!
To where like it,
God. It. I don't. Her
cheek, her nose, and her chin had been scraped off, and she was like bleeding. She was in shock and bleeding, and I was like, I know. Imagine you were there.
Old people are so bad at falling.
Yeah. Why? That's what we should be practicing, just to not fall. Should be really like muscling up our ankles.
Yeah, we should be. Yeah, I think if you do like yoga and stuff, you'll be more balanced and limber and stuff. But the first hockey game I ever went to was like an Islanders game, and a puck came over the glass, and I stood on my seat to try to grab it because I thought I was so used to going to baseball games, and it missed my hand probably by 3 feet, but it hit a person in the mouth like three rows up from me, and I was like, it landed right there. I almost caught it. And then I looked back, and the dude's whole face, he was like trying to stand, and it was coming out, and people were like, didn't know what to do. Help wasn't there.
He's grabbing onto people. Yeah.
He's just looking for any answers. There's nothing.
The whole puck's in his mouth.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what happened.
Oh, my God.
A moment of shock.
Can I hit the face with the puck? Am I hit the face?
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Dude.
Gross.
Do you want to hear the other two Woodstocks?
Good. So what do you think is the most deaths? I say 99 is the most deaths.
Yeah.
Of course. What was
the
94?
Last one.
94.
94 was like Green Day.
Legendary performance by Nine Inch Nails.
Legendary performance by Green Day.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm conflating the two Woodstocks.
Probably.
That's crazy they brought it right back 5 years later.
Yeah. Well, because it was such a big success in 94.
And so 94, was the first one.
94, I think, was like fucking dope. Like, I think people were like, this was like revolutionary.
Yeah, 94 was really good, supposedly, and then 99 was...
I mean, my Uncle Howard was going to bring me, because they cut a hole in the gate, so we just heard through... It wasn't even the internet. It was just through the grapevine of life. We heard that there's a hole in the gate in Woodstock. How do we even know? 94, who told my Uncle Howard? Howard's like 45 at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
I would assume the first person that started that was like, they figure it out, I'll be made a hole in the gate. You know, I guarantee there was no hole in the gate.
The story was that someone ate a whole date. Got here.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? No.
The mole is not in shape.
I just drove 6 hours to a fucking
fat mole.
Rome, New York. Yeah, no, my uncle was going to drive up and he almost took me and my sister, and we were really young. I was 12 at the time, and we just didn't go. Like, it was just like another thing. Like, we talked about it for a minute, but it didn't materialize. But how many deaths was like 94, Shannon?
So 94 was two people, but both from pre-existing conditions. One from a ruptured spleen.
COVID.
And the other one was murdered for murdering the other guy in the tractor.
The other one, complications related to diabetes.
I mean... And what was 99
you
said?
What I was trying to do, though.
I didn't say 99 yet.
Oh, okay.
99 was also three people.
That's not that bad. Considering how many people are in
statistically, somebody would have died. If you put that many people in
it's
a place.
Actually, you know, I think they made that point in the documentary where they said, I think they said that. They're like, you know, only three people died. Not that bad.
Yeah. And they weren't like violent deaths. One of them was a 44-year-old man who died from a heart attack, but he already had a heart condition. The second one was 24 years old, and he succumbed to a heat-related illness.
That's the Metallica guy.
But that guy. But the first guy also just had a heart attack from having so much fun.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh my God, this is everyone I've always wanted to see. My heart could burst with joy. And then it did.
And then the last one was a Woodstock attendee.
He died doing what he loved. Clutching at his chest among thousands of strangers.
Gasping for
his people ignored him.
Having staring a panic attack.
Staring at the sky, asking the question, is this it? Is this it?
Feeling like there was a truck on his chest while people cheer for DMX.
I'm not sure, but I feel like someone's going through my pockets right now. If you could please send for help.
Watching his girlfriend be molested by strangers as he clutches
in
his
the
chest.
Mud.
He died.
As he dies face down.
He died
in the
way he lived with no one helping him.
Begging for any companionship whatsoever. Now, can you also look up that Pearl Jam show?
Well, 99, we haven't even talked about it.
We just did.
What was the third death?
So the third death was, it didn't happen at the festival, but it was an attendee that she was leaving the event and she had car trouble and she ended up getting hit by two cars.
Oh my God.
And she died.
Two cars. That's like you get hit by one and then you stand up and you go, I'm okay. And then the second car comes, like that comedy.
The two cars.
Well, that was close.
Yeah.
The two cars were the kids from Crisscross. That's why it was related.
What if two cars smashed like into her and she was in between them?
That might be too high.
They have to call her family once before they separate it.
Seriousness. Because they were related.
Look up the deadliest concerts of all time. This is what we should
do. Altamont?
Gwar?
Did people die at Gwar?
No, I think that they Pearl Jam
it'll
one
be that Pearl Jam,
is like,
it'll be Altamont.
There was the one with
the
shooting.
Rolling Stones one?
Yeah.
The shooting that just happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Eels of Death Metal, the shooting in Las Vegas, Ariana Grande bomb.
Ariana Grande.
The one where the pyrotechnics they did in like a little shitty
club. Oh, Great White.
Great White.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
So they had pyrotechnics.
They're on SDR now.
It's actually true.
Yeah, they're on SDR like this week.
Yeah.
They had pyrotechnics in like a small club that wasn't like.
And the club was like, I don't think you should set these up. And they're like, we're Great White.
We're Great fucking White. Watch
and
this.
Inside a small venue, shout out fireworks. Or pyrotechnics.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What was that? Give me the story there. What happened there? Like, did they get in trouble for that? Who was at fault officially? Because it was like the venue like burnt down.
The venue.
Inside.
The venue oversold.
The venue.
It burnt down with
and they didn't
inside?
Have like the precautions for doing all of the pyrotechnics. They didn't have like
so
any
they,
fire
the
safety.
Venue said yes, we can do it, and they're like, cool, let's do our pyrotechnic show.
Yes.
And no fire safety. Yeah.
You guys got room for our pentagram made of fire? Yeah, of course
oh
we do.
Oh my God.
Get it
and
up
the whole
there.
Place, then the people trying to like step over each trampling
it
each
was
other.
Was the most metal concert ever.
Yeah. It was nuts.
If you're a fan of that, that's kind of how
just
you want to go.
People burning from the inside, like it would have made the coolest music video.
Oh my God!
It said the pyrotechnics ignited flammable acoustic foam in the walls and ceiling surrounding the stage. It reached flashover within 1 minute, causing all combustible materials to burn. Intense black smoke engulfed the club within 2 minutes.
Oh my God!
Wow. How many deaths?
Let's see. It says 230 were injured, 132 escaped uninjured. Oh, 100 were killed.
Holy
that's
shit.
A lot.
Yeah, that's number one.
Wow.
That's definitely number
you think
one.
That's the number one worst concert.
100 people?
100 people is crazy.
Is there a list
crazy.
Of the deadliest concerts ever, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm just
how to... many people got shot at the country thing in Vegas?
I don't think 100 people died.
I think 500 people were injured.
But also, wasn't that a guy shooting from this? He was in
from
like
the hotel.
Yeah,
he didn't buy a ticket.
Like, yeah, he had
you,
no
but
interest.
But when you go to Vegas and you drive by that hotel, the windows are still like shot out. Like this,
what?
Like, you see it like it's fucking the darkest. Maybe not now, but a year ago when I went to Vegas, that my wow. Uber driver pointed it out. He was like, "Yeah, that was the windows."
Why the fuck would they?
Now,
not...
is there any worry in the HR at Skankfest or whatever? About something
the
like
homo
this
retard
happening.
Department?
Is there any in the
no,
homo retard department?
We haven't gotten to it.
It's on the docket, but it's very low.
About
on the
about a mass shooting,
maybe a mass shooting
because of what's? I mean, because of Vegas is
Yeah.
Shouldn't technically every casino and every night and every event be worried about a mass shooting in Vegas?
Brendan's just explicitly asking in case
was
he doesn't
there a
get
talk
booked
about
for
that?
Skankfest and then no. he's going to be like, no, is there no, a concern?
No more well, so, no more so yeah. than Houston or New York. It's the same exact thing. If somebody wants to shoot up an event, they're going to shoot up an event. You know, it's I don't think it the city matters as much. I mean,
no.
But see, with the Vegas thing, I'm feeling like it has nothing to. It had nothing to do with the concert. He was staying in the hotel, and he's like, "Oh, all of these people would be gathered close right here." Yeah, from I think
the
he's
plan
not like,
was a large crowd of people. Yeah, he was in Vegas.
It that just
was
happened that. To be that concert.
Yeah, and this was also from a window. You have just like 100,000 people that are just in a fishbowl, essentially.
Now the Jesus. Pearl Jam one, I think it was called Rotz something like R O. It's like one word. It's a German word.
Like Rotterdam or something?
It's something like that, yeah.
And what happened there?
That's
26
the one
people
where
got trampled.
26.
Shannon, can you just give us a list of the most deadly concerts, please?
Yeah, so the first one is
Roskin.
Only one dead, and it was a Fish concert in 2021.
That's not the deadliest concert.
I'm giving you the list of the deadliest concerts. That's
one
at the
dead.
Top of the list. The next one is Four Dead at the Altamont Free concert in 1969.
This list sucks because we know... Two of the Woodstocks should be on this list.
None of the Woodstocks are on the list.
Yeah, it should be after that Fish concert.
All right, keep going.
Next is 10 Dead at Astroworld 2021.
Mm.
11 Dead at The Who concert in 1979.
Something collapsed at that, I think.
Let's see. Concerts outside the venue surged toward the only two doors which had been opened. Many were trampled. 26 others were injured.
Yeah,
100 dead. This is at the Great White concert, and then 165 dead. This is number one at the Beverly Hills Supper Club in 1977. There was a fire. Singer and actor John Davidson was performing on Memorial Day, and wow. The fire killed 165.
What a fucking shitty way to go. Fire.
Fire's the
I
worst
heard,
way.
It sounds like the worst way, and I
but
wouldn't want to
pass
be
out
in it.
From the smoke.
But I heard it's not as bad as you think. You pass out almost immediately. You don't really feel the full burning because of the adrenaline, and then you pass out from smoke inhalation pretty fast.
I don't think that anybody has ever been able to describe what it felt like
to
die of fire.
But people that have like almost died in fires.
I think that they forget. I think what happens is the shock, whatever it does, it
erases it.
It's almost a way that you can like deal with that type of pain is that it is fucking just out of your memory.
You know what? That is a good point because my friend had a heart attack and he can't remember the day it happened or even really the day before. Mm. And he woke up like from a coma like 2 days later.
You had a friend who had a heart attack?
Yeah.
Oh my God. At what age?
Shape. I think he's like 40. It's like, I don't know. He's in his 40s.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, the Pearl Jam concert, it was 9 people died. The crowd rushed.
Nine.
But how many but got trampled?
Said 64, you fucking asshole.
I said 26. You said 26.
26 were injured.
26 were injured.
26 injuries is nothing.
It's a lot.
You can walk off an injury.
Yeah, dude.
What if you have a shattered
also, what
femur?
Is an injury? Like, technically, if I cut my fucking finger on a piece of glass, I'm injured. Like
officer!
That. Yeah. Mark it down.
Officer, put me on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got a paper cut when I tried to leave.
All right, real quick, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Mipod.com, Mipod.com. They make incredible vaping products. A lot of these products do contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical, so make sure you guys are aware of that. But I'll tell you right now, they have some incredible products. They have a great pull, great flavors, a great feel for the device. And I'm going to tell you right now, vaping is way more convenient and way cleaner and less icky than smoking. You can really vape anywhere you want. It doesn't stink up your clothes or your house. This is the way of the future.
Yeah, so they have the new Mipod 2.0, which is their best refillable vape. You can refill it with any vape juice flavor that you prefer. But they also have disposables, and they have ones that have up to 6,500 puffs. And just in case you were wondering, yes, they do have options for our 420 users. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
So all you got to do right now is go to Mipod.com, that's Mipod.com, and use the promo code RAP, and you're going to save 20% off your entire order. They have fast shipping with most orders shipping out the same day. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love Mipod and support the sponsor that supports our show, Mipod.com. Okay, where were we? I'm going skiing next week. Have you snowboarded? You have. You're the type of guy who likes bush and snowboards.
I grew up skiing, and then I switched to snowboarding like after college.
Is it difficult?
I got a free snowboard.
Is it difficult? Because here's the thing, right? The people that I'm going with, some of the people want to snowboard.
Yeah.
And I don't want to waste any time having to take a lesson or anything.
Have you ever snowboarded?
No.
Have you ever skied?
Yes.
Ski. Skiing is significantly easier, and you'll be able to have more fun. Snowboarding. Like, I could teach someone how to ski.
There's going to be a day. I'm assuming with snowboarding, what I've heard is there's going to be a day of just falling down nonstop.
Yeah, knees, elbows, and ass back and forth. And I can teach you how to ski in 5 minutes. I can't teach you how to snow because it is just you have to get that stupid balance and then turn toe side.
That's the problem. Which, like, I've skateboarded, but turning goofy footed where you're like going back and forth to each side, it's very awkward. And I feel like I'm just going to fucking bust my ass.
Yeah, but you bust your ass a lot, but then you kind of get used to that. So it's like,
no, I
like
think he I taught would. Me I'm how to I'm snowboard. I'm only going for 2 days. I'm only going for 2 days. I think I'd be good, but I'm only going for
he 2 days. He doesn't want to waste half of the trip on learning.
Yeah, and also don't want to injure myself. I'd rather just skiing is exhilarating as fuck. It's not like I'm going like, this is boring. Dude, if I ski down a green hill, the easiest hill, I'm like, what the fuck was that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was going 100 miles an hour. And when somebody, when you watch people go down those hills, like the green hill, look, they're going so like,
dude, I want to go.
Oh, I go straight down.
When you're doing it, it feels like you're just like
you got music going
on. You hear the of the wind going past. Dude, I love
music. I don't do music.
I do music.
I love skiing when music is the best, dude.
And like
you have a soundtrack, especially if you smoke. But he was
listening to Bush, just fucking.
Dude, he hadn't snowboarded. Yeah, got a bush in hand. Just fucking carving.
Glycerine.
I don't want to come back down from this run.
Yeah, they had a lot of good hits. A
lot of hits. But Sagalow had just was on the bunny hill when we started the day. By the end of it, was going down the greens.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
That's funny.
Because I'm on the bunny hill.
You're an adult.
You gotta hit the bunny hill when you're learning how to do something.
I'm now you've solidified my choice to ski.
Yes,
and I have no regrets about this.
No, you'll have so much more fun.
Alex, we're skiing.
I'm psyched. I want
to
go.
We're skiing. So here, you have to listen to Feeney describe it. He said snowboarding no go in the first time.
Have you ever snowboarded? No. Have you ever skied though? Then what are we doing? There's no. Yeah, unless you want to spend. Like you said, for the first half of your day, falling, sweating, and cursing. If you want to learn a new thing, do snowboarding. But if you're only going out once this year,
two days.
I love.
But
learning.
I'm saying if you're only going out one time this year, then do the thing you want to do and have fun and do it.
I'm gonna hit some blue hills. I'm gonna hit some blue hills.
Dude, take you can as absolutely many hills. What mountain you
possible,
going to?
Dude.
Poconos. I don't even know what mountain it is.
Camelback.
What, Dylan? Are you going? I don't know, Dylan. I don't
feel
like
going.
But yeah. I mean, snowboarding is fun, but it's, you know, I don't know. I think I might eventually go back to skiing.
Skiing's different. It's classy.
Once I get a little bit older.
Skiing's classy. You do it with your kid. I'm on a fucking, I'm an extreme sports guy. I'm going skiing. I'm pretending that I'm a rich white person. That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah. And more importantly, when you're skiing, you're facing forward. So when you go to fall, you usually land on your side or something like that. But if you're snowboarding, you're going down this way. You're literally, the first time you catch an edge, you're just slamming into the thing or slamming on your back. It just, it's a young man's game.
It is a young man's game. And I feel like I'm going to hurt myself.
You will.
My knees, my back, my hips.
I mean, you were hurting the next day.
I was hurting. Oh, yeah. But it was a good hurt.
Where'd you guys go?
Where did Wyndham?
Yeah.
We went to Wyndham.
Alex, which place is it? Tell me now. I want to know which place it is. I'm really excited to go again.
It was exhilarating just learning something.
My shoulder was all fucked up last year. This year, it's not. Really, it's pretty much healed up, so I could.
Yeah,
fucking...
dude, landing on your shoulder, like I used to. The reason I used to love skiing so much is because, or I would do those snow blades, those like short skis to go on the park, stuff like that.
Yeah.
When you would fall, I would just like bounce. Right back up.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years old, you go, oh, this was fun. It's like falling in the ocean.
Yeah.
And now when I fall, I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel as soft as it used to.
Yeah, dude. When you hit like a certain speed, it just stops feeling like you're falling on snow. You're like a certain speed. You're like, if you fall, it feels like you're just rolling across concrete. You just fucking bounce.
Yeah.
You're like, that's fucking crazy. I busted my lip. I was bleeding. It was crazy, dude.
Dude, when you also have to learn how to fall because I would fall and then like my legs would go like in the snowboard in it going
like
this.
Then you get stuck. Yeah.
My back is cracking with every turn. It was
it's
a nightmare.
Very hard.
Did I tell the story recently on the podcast about getting caught on the mountain? I did, right?
The ski on or get peed on?
Yeah. I told her last year.
Ski on or get peed on?
I lost my ski.
On the chairlift?
Dude, I fell and then it shot off my body. And no, because the brake broke, right?
And then it went,
I just watched it go, and it just went straight down. And like, I watched it disappear. I was like, that's my ski.
It's going.
It's just gone, dude.
It doesn't work.
I had to track it. I had a one-footed track it all the way. It was
oh my just take God. Off the other
dark.
Ski
I
and
heard
walk?
Wolves.
Wait,
crazy.
You kept one ski on? To like skateboard on it?
Yeah, why didn't you just lift up your leg and flamingo it down?
Or you just take off the other ski and walk it down.
Yeah, that's true.
I had other guys trying to help me. Literally, I had two guys trying to help me fix the brake eventually.
It's so embarrassing.
And I was like, you have to help me out. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, please. And these two guys, they helped me from
here. Excuse me, mister.
Please.
Have you seen my mommy?
No, I was on the mountain doing this. I was like, hey. And people were like, get the fuck, like, you can't do this at all. You can't be here. You're going to kill somebody.
Watch your left. They're going right by you. Get out of the way.
And then these two different guys trying to help me fix my brake. And in the midst of trying to help me fix my brake, they spent maybe 15 minutes. And then I watched them go like, yeah, it's not going to be fixed. And they both left me.
You're actually going to have to get in my arms like this, sir.
No, they were literally like, all right, good luck.
That was one of my favorite memories of going skiing with my buddies is he's same thing happened. He fell like right at the top, like a little past the top where you couldn't go back up to the lift. And it went straight down. And I remember I did two runs and he is just in thick snow running down the side of a mountain and he's just sweating and he's miserable. Everyone is like, woo, just zipping by him. It's so much fun
when you're skiing, but when you're fucking trying to carry ski supplies through.
With the poles.
Everything sucks.
The poles.
My God, the poles.
But we rented a very nice place. We rented a place with a hot tub, outdoor sauna.
Wow.
Like fucking, it's going
to
be dope.
That's the best part about, now that I look forward to, is staying at a place that has a hot tub or like a steam room and you go right into the hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in the ones where you're on the, like a mountain and so you're in the snow in a hot tub.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's the best.
I'm very excited.
That's awesome.
Very excited. So next week. Because
it feels so good for your lower half. Your fucking legs are going to be burning.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about, by the way, Shannon, I've been taking care of Sport. This fucking dog, I love him so much.
Is he dying soon?
He's definitely dying soon. He smells.
Well, like, you have to bathe him.
Apparently, no. It's not about that. Geriatric dogs apparently give off like an odor.
When they're about to die.
Just like little, like.
Just
like,
they have old people smell. Old dog smell.
It's like their assholes, like, give off odors. Like, they're just fucking disgusting old. Like, it smells like death.
Whoa.
He smells like fucking death. And I feel so bad for him because he can barely walk. He just, like.
Aww.
He's, like, so twitchy. And then, like, what he does is I'm like, hey, Sport, let's get up, let's play, let's go in the backyard. And then he just walks in a circle. And he can't hear, and he's blind, and he walks in a small circle. He's
blind now?
Yeah, he's deaf. I scream at him. I'm like, Sport, get up! Come play! And he's like,
oh my God.
You're going to have to make a tough decision at some point,
he's
man.
He's not in any pain, though.
What you just described sounds like an eternal world of nothingness.
Yeah.
I don't know that he would want to die.
He's just in a cold, dark...
Lewis, he wanted to die 10 years ago.
Soundless existence.
Are you waiting for him to be like,
I don't think you're going to be able to let go, dude.
You're waiting to have that talk with him.
Yeah, like...
You're not going to be able to let go.
How old is he?
16, 17.
He's just going to fucking die.
It's going to be... Yeah, you hope. That's what you're waiting for.
No, well, here's the thing. If we brought him to the vet, because he does have like certain things, he has to take certain medications. If I brought him to the vet and the vet said, yeah, he's in pain and he's uncomfortable, we would put him to sleep. It's not even a debate, but he's not.
Does he eat?
Yeah, he eats.
Yeah, you're good.
He shits, he pisses.
I would say you got two more years.
Maybe.
Three more years.
I mean, he like literally today, I was playing video games with him. Jenny, you can pull up my Twitch stream from earlier today. You could just see him as I'm playing video games, just sitting there like, in my lap, like a lap dog. This dog used to have the craziest energy. Like, you would go to my house and he would just jump on you and lick you and fucking shake all
the first 45 minutes of going to Lewis's apartment was him going, all right, don't look at him.
Yeah.
Don't engage him.
If you touch him,
he just needs to get calm. He needs to calm down.
He needs to know your energy there. And then he'll get over you after a little while. I'm like, all right, fucking cool.
Yeah.
But the first, like, if you, like, he's going to try to nudge you to pet him. Like, he was like crazy. Like, he was just fucking so happy. But very
annoying. You were like, make sure never show him attention.
Yeah. No, because then your night was over.
No, that was it. Then he would be up your ass. So that's what, when I brought James home as a newborn baby, it was the same thing. He was trying to like just nudge him and jump on and play with him. Mm. But a newborn baby is made of tissue paper. So it was just this fucking dog like trying to murder my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And Beatrice was like, yeah, this dog's going. There's no way. And Justin Silver came and he showed us a couple techniques. He's like, you got a sunken stick.
Was there you said before you used to run at him and turn it to a spear?
Yeah, he used to try to. Well, James would be in the crib and he would try to jump, but the dog, he was like long. He's like an athletic dog. So yeah. He would like go like that, but he would just be a sharp pointed spear trying to go through my baby. I caught him a few times just jumping at him and trying to dive through him.
Oh my God,
dude! Yeah. Dogs are the best.
They are the best.
No. But this is not a story about how dogs are the best. This is a cautionary tale for all of you people out there that are like, this dog may never die. It may just be here years later.
Yeah, but I still love having him.
It makes me very sad. I feel bad for him.
And now it's like the best. He's not jumping on nobody. He lays with you. You probably pet him while you're watching movies.
Now he stinks
and shit.
Like a shit bag.
He smells. He doesn't know where he is.
Yeah, yeah, he's blind. Delirious. He doesn't respond.
Shannon, do you have him on my lap?
Wait, I think at this moment I'm watching, you're going to get him.
Oh, my buggers.
When he dies, are you gonna burn the body up? Or
are you gonna stuff him?
I was gonna say we should stuff him.
Yeah,
put him in the studio.
No, what you should do is cut off his head and put it on your
wall. There he is.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh,
give some volume, Shannon.
He looks great. He doesn't even look that old.
He's completely blind.
No, but he's got like the glaze over cataract eyes.
Oh, yeah, the eyes like
smoky
gooey?
Eyes. They're cloudy. Yeah.
Are the eyes gooey?
Look at Lewis. Just seeing Lewis. Quietly speak to a dog and pet it. Affectionate Lewis.
He's my boss.
Affectionate Lewis needs to be something that is its own reoccurring.
Look at him. Look how happy he is.
Look how happy you are.
All he wants to do is be in his
dad's
arms.
I think that's the real story.
That's
here.
The least angry I've ever seen you.
Then I play.
You look like all things
then
right
I just,
with the world.
I play with him in my arms.
Yeah. It looks for a minute that those sad eyes are just happy.
He's just an old man.
Your video lags.
Did you get a new headset?
Tomorrow it comes. I ordered it today.
Why do you need a new headset?
It's my babush.
It sounds, his mic is...
He's my babush.
That's your word for him? Your name for him?
No. I'm going to fucking throw this coffee right at you.
Why?
Don't make him feel insecure. He was opening up, you dumb idiot. For what?
No! I can't believe I...
Fucking sick.
Did you see that? I blocked it. I wasn't even looking at it. Pow, pow.
Pow, pow.
Pow, pow.
I have a pretty new cat, which is in the last few months, and I had a taxidermied bat on my wall, and he knocked it off and ate its face.
Oh, my God.
And then ripped open the belly to see if there were guts inside to eat. And now I just look at him every day. I'm like, you're a fucking feral monster.
Yeah.
He looks at you every day. He's really like, imagine I did this with your sandwiches.
Yeah.
No, he's going to eat my face.
You go and open up your sandwich, and there's fucking newspaper inside of it. Yeah. You're furious at.
Oh man!
Yeah, maybe I'd give him taxidermied. How much is it to taxidermy a small dog, like a 20-pound dog?
Let's look this up.
It's expensive.
I would love to know this.
It's more expensive than you'd think.
I'm gonna say $7,000.
That's crazy. I was gonna say like $800.
Yeah, that's
I bet Brendan's closer.
No, we'll $7,000's crazy.
$7,000.
I would say
a whole dog.
Because it's here's the thing. You have to. It has to be priced at a point where everyone thinks about it. And if it's crazy, no one's going to do it.
$7,000
they're not going to do it. If nobody's going
to. Not if you really love your boo-boosh.
$1,500. But I would say a $1,500 for a good taxidermy job seems a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, but when you see bad taxidermy, you understand why it's going to be more.
Staples across.
They get bad.
I'm going to say, you know what? Even less. I'm going to say it's probably something that.
$30.
I bet you if you go to the South or if you go to certain places, it's a lot more common.
Yes.
I'm going to say $600 is the price.
All right. Survey says
I'm going 2,500.
2,500.
Quick question: would you say Sport is under 20 pounds?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's gonna be by then.
Do you want to hear the answer?
He is now, dude. He's all fucking skinny and.
You ready for the answer?
Yeah.
It's 1,500.
Oh! Wow!
Hit the fucking board.
Oh, he's on fire.
What are you in now? You get to be stuffed.
Doggy, that's $1,500 to get Sport. I might do it. Is that creepy?
That's just enough. Here's my thing. I've never had an animal stuffed because it just feels strange. Because what are you going to do? Like, you're not going to pet it.
What if you move?
That's weird.
You take what if it moves?
What if it's like?
I mean, I think just
it looks
nice,
at you very quickly.
I think just a nice picture of the dog will do just fine. You know,
yeah, right.
Frame a good picture.
I say picture, paw print.
Oh, I like the paw print.
What do you do with the body?
You cremate it.
Cremate, yeah, for sure. But then you have to pay extra money if you want it to be cremated,
no, dude,
privately or with all of the other animals.
I know. Yeah, Karen just went through this. She was telling me about it.
Your fucking background on your Twitch would look so good.
With just sport.
Like, no, like you cut off the head and like a little bit of the chest and then
you do a mounted head.
A mounted head. And it's a sport.
Do they do that? Do they ever mount dog heads?
How much is a mounted dog head?
How much is it to mount my dog's head? That's scary.
That's scary.
My son will have nightmares.
That will put you on a list just for Googling that.
See, what I would be afraid, if you got sports stuffed, then eventually you get another dog. That dog's going to fuck your dead dog.
And also probably rip its face off.
Yeah, that dog's going to fuck your dead dog.
That was the plot line of one of the dog cartoons that me and Ralph had.
Oh, man.
I was fucking Ralph.
What a horrible way to know your joke sucks.
Yeah. Ralph's mom's dog was taxidermied. The Lewis dog was fucking it behind Ralph's back.
Whoa. All right, that's funny.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
So the price to get, this is just an animal in general, to get the head mounted, it's $25 per inch, and the minimum is $350. So probably $350.
Yeah, it would be $100 to get your dick mounted.
All right,
has this been the best episode of Real Ass Podcast ever?
It's been a great episode.
It's been great.
We've got a couple more minutes here. We're going to wrap up. But, Feeny, we started the show with you recommending, you were talking about how you recommended that coffee.
Yeah.
Cold brew.
Vanilla, cold foam.
Cold foam on top. Just leave it on top.
Yeah. I thought we were going to get those today.
Maybe we will. But I'd like some more of Feeny's recommendations. What can you recommend to my audience?
Of anything?
Anything
in
the world.
Make these people's lives better.
All right. Well, then we're...
It could be food. It could be a household item.
How about going to see a movie? How about a movie?
No, movies are such a common recommendation. Give them something good.
I mean, a good movie.
Too. A movie's good, too.
All right.
It's Feeny's recommendations. It could be anything.
And this is going to be strong with this audience, and I know what I'm doing here, but... See the movie Belfast. It's an Irish movie about, you know, where all these Protestants are killing Catholic people, and it's about this little boy growing up. It's got everything. It's got heart. I think as a dad, you will probably laugh, love, and cry.
Wow.
Feeny recommended a restaurant that I go to.
What is that restaurant, please?
ABC Kitchen. And it was
fantastic restaurant.
It was
fantastic.
So good.
It's a Michelin star restaurant.
A little expensive.
Near Union Square.
Three money signs, but you're not spending... Like, it's a nice place to take a date.
Three money signs, okay.
Yeah.
ABC Kitchen. Well, I feel like I've been there.
16th off Union Square.
It's very good.
It's phenomenal. It's like a Jean Georges restaurant.
Please, give me another recommendation. Feeny's recommendation is killing it on today's episode of Realist Podcast.
Yeah.
Greg, give me another one, please.
Of what?
Of anything. It could be anything. Something that they could buy on Amazon. Something that's made your life easier.
Oh, a Leatherman is a great tool to
have. What's a Leatherman?
A Leatherman. Pull up
me
a
on
picture
weekends.
Of a Leatherman. Yeah, that's a fucking thing. That's a thing. Give it to him.
Suckle steak. Suckle steak. Suckle steak. Suckle steak.
A Leatherman is a multi-tool. So you have one of those things. You get it for like $12 on Amazon, and then it's got it turns into pliers, scissors. It's like a Swiss Army knife, but better, and you can actually do shit with it. It's good to have around your house. That's a household item. Every house should have a Leatherman.
Shannon, order me a Leatherman right now.
It's going to be great.
All right. Anything else? Any other recommendations?
I mean, I just gave you. I think I gave you four. Let's do one each time.
I like it. Another snack. A snack that people can have.
You know the snack. I'm going to change your fucking life right here.
Oh, I thought you had no more recommendations. I thought you had no more recommendations.
Shannon, Google white fudge covered Oreo minis.
Minis.
Now
is
it's an Oreo with a white fudge coating, and they're the size of buttons, and so you could just pop 3 and 4.
That was Zach Cumming.
Versus the big, they make the full size ones of them, but to be honest, they're too sweet. After you have like 2 of them, no, you feel full.
Too much.
I disagree with that. Because
I mean, they're great, obviously, but the mini ones are even better.
So,
you can pop
vanilla,
them.
White chocolate covered
pull up the,
Oreo.
Yeah, there's a picture of it. It's
no, I can get the texture.
You have to see
this. It's you have to.
It's almost like flips,
it.
But instead of the pretzels, we got fucking Oreos
now,
inside of
them. Let me tell you this.
I know what's going on.
We're
going
to want to look at the way they look.
There they go.
And now, they're
thins. They're thins.
Oh, well, they also make thins. No, I'm not. I was talking the regular
Shannon, nobody
ones.
Said thins.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't
Shannon,
say thins.
Shannon, calm the fuck down.
That was me. I'll take credit for that.
That was a...
Okay. I appreciate that. It's a very real-ass move, Natalie, to fucking take the bullet on that. Shannon, why don't you more like Natalie? God damn it.
But those things will change your life. You can also do this. Might I recommend, if you be so bold,
Feeny's recommendations. We need a drop for this.
Mike
Feeny's recommendations is a great segment.
Put those Oreo minis in the fridge for a little while and watch what happens. When the cold fudge, it's everything you want. You come back to me next time I see you and you had those Oreo fudge bites.
Feeny's recommendations. I love it. You killed it on this segment today.
Thank you, pal. This is a great episode.
Great episode. We did a great job all together. Very excited. Very happy to have you guys here. Please support these cocksuckers and everything that they do. And we will be back on
Monday
with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.